At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Big tough guy this morning,
but you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Song of the day, You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi from 1984. 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating in the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Once again, your song of the day from 1984, You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi. 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Heyman will note that you played virtually the whole song.
Played a minute and a half, 90 seconds.
I don't want to like the song. I mean, everything tells me, no, you can't like that song. I do like the start of it. I do like it. And I kind of like the song, but the start of it's really good. Then it settles into this is Bon Jovi, and you could turn it off at that point. Okay. But it's fine. It's not bad. Medicine's a really good song.
I played that one for you guys before.
Yeah.
You gave it high scores too.
Yeah. Bad Medicine's the best Bon Jovi song. That was probably the second best. I wouldn't turn it off at the start of it. I might turn it off as it gets going.
Do you turn it off for Living on a Prayer when that's on the radio?
Yeah.
I do too 100. At this point. I think I'm at that point also.
Yeah, I mean, I can go 6.67554.
Okay. Now, Bill, this is not the 70s, so it's in question.
Did you engage with this today?
Yes. Well, I had to find this thing, make sure I had it exactly right.
He's researching.
I had a question something, so I'm going to write this down. I wrote down immediately Living on a Prayer, because that's like one of the best walk-ups, probably one of the best bar songs. Wow. Living on a Prayer, people sing that, like when that breaks out in a bar and it's back, that's going to be big. I'm the same way with Steve, that I was like, okay, I really wanted to love this song, and I liked it, and then I didn't like it as much as it's I got perfect. Going. Yeah. It's just, it's more in the 6.8 to 6.9. Okay. So it's not horrible.
Fine. Exact same
it's
score.
Not horrible. The reason I checked real quick to make sure I had it right was when I met Bon Jovi's son.
That's right.
Met him at Poly Prep High School. at Poly Prep. That's where Isaiah Wilson was.
Please
going.
Go on.
Isaiah Wilson went to school. There's an offensive tackle that went to Georgia. And anyway, so I'm there, and just incredible staff there. Poly Prep is this old store. I mean, the school's probably 200 years old, whatever. It was incredible
New Jersey.
Setup there.
New Jersey.
New York City. And so all of a sudden, we're talking, and a couple of kids come in, and they leave, and he goes, hey, you know who that was? And I'm like, no. He goes, that's Bon Jovi's kid.
Bon Jovi's son is a football coach.
Well, no, he was a student.
He's a student?
Student at the school. Yes. And I'm 99% sure on this. I'll take the 1% off that Bon Jovi also had a son that walked on at Notre Dame. Yeah, had a son to walk on at Notre Dame. So anyway, Poly Prep was an incredible school.
And he had a kid there.
Yes.
What, do you know what position he played?
No, I'm not sure what it was.
Big guy, little guy?
Not real big.
Probably, just a dude.
Yeah, probably more of a slot, I think maybe, slot receiver. But yeah, that's where the song's at. Yeah, it's just kind of okay.
Jake, you got to I mean, there just wasn't much to say about it.
I wanted to really get fired up. And it just
you guys
kinda,
both, when it began, were kind of, oh yeah, here we go. Yeah. And then it kind of, you know, mellowed out a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's.
Did you have a busy day yesterday and you just couldn't come up with anything?
Yeah. So it happens sometimes.
Let us know. We'll just text us. We'll give you some ideas.
Hey,
listen, my day's super busy.
This is an auto 10 for me, Jake. Just play this one right now. I guarantee it. We got to guess Ben's score.
Ben's getting a little bit higher. I think they give a good score, 7-1.
God, I can't
I think
read
he's
it.
In your guys' range, like a 6-3 this time. I'm going 6-3.
Let's go there.
8.8. Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Wow.
Did not see that coming from Ben.
Ben.
We don't know Ben.
We have no idea.
Will we ever know
Ben? We have no idea. I think I'm going to say whenever Ben walks out of here, we'll have the scores be the same. We won't even be close.
I don't know Ben.
I have no idea what he listens to, what he does.
I don't like either.
Yes.
He's been, Ben, interesting. He likes, I know, I listened to him on the radio. You know, he's on our air.
Yes.
And he did talk about how music, he likes music that lifts him up, that makes him feel better
happy
about the
music.
Day.
So you're like at the gym getting your pump on type of thing.
Yeah. Music
uplifting.
That makes you feel good. Yeah.
So no ballads.
Mm-mm, yeah.
No love ballads.
Maybe a power ballad.
Tell us a story about power ballads. The funniest thing ever.
What?
When you talked to Scott Frost.
Scott Frost. Yeah. Oddly specific. I was like, what kind of music do you like? Power ballads.
His first response.
Oh, wow. Power ballads.
He didn't laugh. He was dead serious, right? There was not laughter.
No.
Did you laugh?
I might have stifled a laugh.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, Scott. All right, Frosty. Power ballads it is.
Power ballads.
More power to you, power ballads.
Sip.
Sip. Just slap laps. Some ratings before we move on to mailbag. Jennifer, 8.5, Hubby, 7.9 from Novotny Nutrition and Wellness.
Wellness.
Thank you for the gift, by the way, Brad. I appreciate it. You know what I'm talking about. God bless you.
Sanderson, 9.3. Hooter Clubbers, Bert, 4.
That was poetry.
4 from
that
Bert.
Is poetry.
4 from Bert.
What you guys do is pure poetry. I've never heard any poetry better.
It all goes back.
Good job, Jake. Good timing.
Thank you.
Good timing. Bird 4.
You have to. You just have to. It's required.
That makes my day every
9.5 time. 9.5 LB in Minden. Mike and Dalton, 8.9.
What's with all the high scores on Bon Jovi?
No longer notorious. B.I.B. says 9.1.
Good God.
Sean in Omaha says Bubblegum Pop, 3.5.
Thank you.
That's
thank you for bringing it down a little
Scott
bit.
And Bancroft, who would know the turn that Bill talked about, where Carb went over the into the field. Gave it a 9.2. 9.2 from Scott and Bancroft.
God, Scott,
when you get a chance, send us a picture of the curve, would you? Would you go out there to the Marlon Nolteen's house and show where Duke went off into the bean field?
Beautiful. Style. Corey Lincoln, a 3.
Yeah,
that's pretty standard for Corey.
Bird gave it a 4. Corey gave it a 3.
They're always low on the scores. All right, let's get to the mailbag here.
We
love the mailbag.
Play some Gorillaz.
I wish I could. Wish I could, but I can't do that. Here's the mailbag. The mailbag is sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technology, Nebraska's preferred tech partner. They're in all 93 counties.
Jeez.
And they manage IT, cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, audio and video, infrastructure, and more. All one team, one spot, Applied Connective Technology.
He did it again.
He yawned?
He yawned.
Ben.
I'll tell you what doesn't make
just
me yawn.
Just turn around and do it.
Ah, Ben.
All right, go ahead.
Tell us the name again, Jake.
Applied Connective Technologies.
Nebraska Nerds. They're the Nebraska Nerds.
Are they now? They are,
yes. Nerdapalooza. That's what they are.
Proudly.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, proudly. No. They wear it proudly. They come
they're
in.
They're not hiding from that.
They're not hiding from this because of their technology and how they are. And they are Nebraska owned, Nebraska staple of the state. They're in all 93s. We have 93 counties, right, Jake?
That's right. 93 counties in Nebraska. Everyone. All of
but
them.
Here's the thing. They said with Nerdapalooza is that they are so welcoming. To speak. Listen, we'll drive out. And we'll oversee everything you have, how you're protected, how everything you do with IT. There's no requirements.
Are they welcoming?
They're welcoming.
All 93 counties is amazing.
They're going to come out, and they're 99%?
That's right, 99%.
Renewal rate?
Yep,
I believe 99%. But they're willing to come out and just sit and talk to you with no obligations to it. No obligations. So you're out nothing to talk to this incredible company.
It's called, again?
It's Applied Connective Technologies. You can find them online at AppliedConnective.com.
Okay.
AppliedConnective.com.
Based out of one of my newest vacation areas.
And what's their main job, would you say?
They do IT.
IT.
All the IT possible.
So if a squirrel chews through your cable and it affects your...
Call Applied.
They got it.
Call Applied.
Well, hang on a second. Right now...
Mr. Tooth Greg's had that issue.
Well, he should call
squirrels
Applied.
Squirrels affecting the... The internet service. It happens.
Yeah.
Squirrels will chew through the cable.
They can handle this.
Can they handle that?
Here's the best part. They can identify which squirrel did it because they can have cameras outside watching.
They'll find that squirrel.
They have a squirrel cam.
Then what?
Yeah, they have a squirrel cam. They'll come out. They'll get rid of the squirrels. They'll do that also.
The squirrel is gone.
Yes, the squirrel is gone. He'll be removed. He may not be killed. He'll just be moved to a different area.
Removed.
They'll take him out to the woods.
Check out AppliedConnective.com. Mailbag. This is from Kurt. Says, hey, guys, I'm traveling with my family on June 22nd for a road trip to Yellowstone and Glacier Park. Oh. It's a long road trip. How would you go about documenting the trip with disposable cameras or using your cell phone for pictures? And do you recommend anything else at all for this long road trip to the West?
Come on.
Well, I like the camera part, like the disposable of the phone. No, I push back on both. I'm big on the camera part, but I want the old school Polaroid, and it develops the picture right in front. Remember when it shot out?
Yes.
Remember that sound?
That was technology.
The big picture, mm-hmm. And then when you got it out, you laid it down.
Yep.
They don't touch it. Just let it. It's got to dry basically, and then. We have so many pictures from Christmases at my Grandma Blanche's house with that camera.
Blanche.
The
Everybody
Polaroid.
Had a grandma with a friend named Blanche.
Blanche, yes.
My grandma.
Is Blanche coming over?
Yeah,
have you seen Blanche?
My grandma Jocelyn had a friend named Blanche.
Yes.
Maybe that was them.
Blanche is the name. And so you get I wanted them with the Polaroid with the Instamatic base. Is that what it's right? Instamatic?
Do that coupled with a diary. With a written diary.
I'd have known that we'd have played bread again if I'd have known which we did earlier.
What's the song?
What's that? Diary.
Diary.
That's very simple.
Okay, Michael, it says, Aloha, the last college football game was released in July 2013 for EA Sports. Which Nebraska football team would have been the most fun to play with on a video game? Which team of the past would have been most fun to play on a video game? There's some great options. And you take
the triplets.
A lot of 90s teams to
beat. The triplets. I'd play the triplets. I'd go Turner because I like Turner. Yeah, I like the way Turner plays.
I'd probably go 71. I'd probably go Taggy.
Okay.
I'd go Kenny. I want to see Kenny with
the Jet.
Yeah, this I'd base it off of one thing, really, that they still had tearaway jerseys.
That's cool.
Tearaways. That was cool. Yeah. I would, they had black shoes. Yeah.
I would go with 83 because I like the way Turner played quarterback. Turner Gill.
Yes. It was, yeah.
My grandma called him Gil Turner. Turner Gill.
Did you ever correct her?
Turner Gill, smooth operator.
It was incredible to watch number 12.
Thank you, Bill.
It was incredible to watch him.
Jake, and he I'm could sorry spin you didn't it. See that. He could spin it. He had a career completion percentage of 52%, but he threw a beautiful ball.
Can you imagine what someone like Turner Gill would have thought when things... I don't know. If you sit there and say, today's football, where does Taggy tie in? I don't know if he's as good as he was under center.
But
it's such a winner. Turner Gill playing out of the zone read scheme.
He could run it.
It would be magical.
He could run it.
I'd use a team with Tommy. I like the running quarterback.
Turner was a runner.
I know that, but Tommy was also an exceptional runner, as we all
Nobody's
know.
Nobody's ran the ball from the quarterback position better than Tommy Frazier.
Well, that's why I would choose him. He would be very tough to tackle in a video game.
He also, you know, would translate right into the zone read game.
Too. Oh, yeah.
Would have been tremendous.
Oh.
Tremendous.
Last one here
Good
from
question.
Travis. This is from Travis. This is for Bill. He says... the question is for Coach Bush. From my understanding, your playing days were on the offensive side of the ball with your one touchdown you had at Wesleyan. How did you end up coaching predominantly on the defensive side of the ball?
I was working for free at the Nebraska football stadium. Remember the South Stadium, the Red Doors, Steve? Remember the Red Doors to go into the Red Doors?
Yes.
So I'd stand out there because I had to wait for somebody to leave. For me to get in because I didn't work there. So I had to stand there. I'd get there and I'd just stand there for somebody to leave. And then when I'd try to get on like game day, there's like, you're not on the list. And I'd have to stand there and eventually somebody would walk. I'd see someone walk by that like, and like, hey, ask him. He'd be like, yeah, let him in. Just let him in. You know, a yellow coat would just let me in. So I didn't work there, but I was working for free for Dave Gillespie in recruiting. That was part of my I just worked there all day.
You worked for Dave.
And I'm walking down the hallway and Kevin Steele says, "You want to do recruiting? You want to coach ball?" So I want to coach ball. Come with me. So I just walked into
You were how old? 21?
No, a little bit older than that. I'd already been to Kearney State and already had my master's degree. So I was about 23, 24, something like that.
Well educated.
Some of that
master's degree. It's above my education.
Somewhere in that area. So anyway,
that just took an interesting turn.
I was working for free, and Kevin Steele says, "You want to coach some ball?
You want to coach ball or do recruiting? You want to coach ball?
I want to coach ball." So I just whipped right into his office,
and there it began.
There it began. Now, interesting thing was
defensive side because Steele was coaching the linebackers
at the time. Yeah, so I got that's where I hooked up. Interesting though, when I finally got on as a graduate assistant, their numbers were off of what they were going to do with the position. So I went with Frank. I went with the offense for a spring. So okay. I coached running backs.
Did you?
With Frank for
You helped Frank coach RBs.
RBs, yes.
And probably nobody's coached running backs better than Frank.
No,
Sullivan.
He would be the absolute best. What I can remember was grading films from the 275-play scrimmage on Saturday. And it would take, Jake, me I'm and Frank, you. It would take us like 6 hours to grade the film. It was like a 6 hour to grade the film on Sunday.
Jeez.
Of what went on, and you have to talk, and everyone got reps. If there was 12 quarterbacks, they all got reps.
And here's the thing about it, from my standpoint, people cared about the sixth stringer.
Yes, they did.
I mean, it was
exasperating. If there was a walk-on quarterback from Genoa, it's like, how'd he look? Yeah, how'd he look?
I'm serious, why did he look? 100%.
And then Steve, remember, they would post the depth charts, and there'd be like fullback. There'd be like 18 of them, and there'd be dashes.
Or, and.
Yeah, it was always slash. Exactly. And you read through them, it's like, hey, well, where's the kid from Ainsworth at? Well, he's doing pretty good. He's right now, he's the ninth tailback. He's the ninth tailback. Yeah, getting better. Right. Getting better every day. Might get in.
Might get in the game. Yeah, people would say simple. What's that mean? I just don't worry about it. Just don't even worry about it.
One bonus one. This is from YouTube. Kobe says, Jake, why do you treat us YouTube breakers like we're nothing? I don't. I love the YouTube breakers. You guys are a big part of the operation here. All right?
Is that just lip service?
No. Yeah. I love they let me know if the sound is wrong. They are very
seems
helpful.
Like lip service.
Yeah, no. No. I love the YouTube breakers and Facebook and Twitch and Twitter, everybody.
You,
and Allo961, thank you. You guys are all mean.
You
sound all meaningful.
Like
Twitch.
An appeasing politician to me.
I'm just a real person over here. Real.
Ben, quit yawning.
I just want to make sure that everyone, I will say this. Hand to God. The Jake does not, we've never been just like outside, you know, like that or doing something. Got the YouTubers
again. Those suckers.
Never said it once. He's never like, no, does not happen that way. No. He's never, got personal today.
Hand to God.
That is the mailbag. Hour two is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hand to God.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.